Everybody loves to hear sermons about King David. When I was preaching this to my congregation at Freedom Road, talking about Thou Art the Man, and telling them the story about David, and about how the Nathan the prophet had come to him and had told him that remarkable story about the little man, or the man that had the little sheep, and how that he loved that little sheep, and how that there was a rich man that lived next to this poor man. Because the little poor man, he only had one little lamb, but he treated it like a child. He carried it around next to his heart, and he would he'd sleep with it. He'd sit in his easy chair and have the little lamb there in his lap. He loved that little lamb. And Nathan told about how that there was a rich man that lived next door, and he had all kinds of sheep, but he needed a lamb to slaughter for some friends who were coming through. And he came and he took that little lamb from that man, that poor little man that loved that little sheep so much, and he slew it. When David heard that story, he was outraged. And he raised his voice and he said to Nathan the prophet, "Bring me that man, I'll have him killed." And when I was telling that story, I saw everybody in my congregation had their fingers sticking in the air, ready for what I was about to say. Thou art the man. And yes, thou art the man. And then Nathan began to tell him, he said, "Look, you could have had any woman you want. You could have just, you're the king. All you had to do is just speak it. But to steal another man's wife and to do what you did and to think that nobody would know and that you covered this whole thing up. No, you didn't hide this from God." And that's the way sin is. That's the reality of sin. So many times people think, "Boy, I got by with that. Covered up all the evidence. Nobody knows." But you see, God knew. And God told it to Nathan the prophet. And the Nathan the prophet came and stuck his finger in the king's face and said, "You are the man. You are guilty." Well, the truth of the matter is that what David did was despicable. I mean, this man that I told you about on Monday, this spiritual man, this brave, loyal man, this strong leader, this lover and worshiper of God, has committed adultery, had her husband, Uriah the Hittite, who was one of his own mighty men, sent to the edge of the walls of that city, and the army withdrew and left him there to be killed. And thought, "Well, that ends the situation. It's all done. It's all hid." But no, sin is never hid. And God knows. And if David paid a price for his sin, so will we all. But keep one thing in mind, that even in the midst of this, God said, "You're not going to die." Just remember, always remember the mercy of God. This is Pastor Jack King with the gospel on the radio broadcast.